Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. Today is July 25th, 2021. I'm going to start the collective reading by using tarot cards. Thank you for being here, and let's get started. I'm going to start by asking, what does collective need to hear today? Card that just two cards that fell out. First one is the Eight of Pentacles and the High Priestess. The Eight of Pentacles kind of was coming up halfway. So I'm going to see this as either you need to give yourself time to relax from this work that you've been doing, or you kind of need to work differently. The message I feel like with the High Priestess and coming out right after the other is maybe you need to focus more on your intuitive work, right? Or doing the work that you're doing more intuitively. So that could be just taking some time to look at what you're doing, taking some time to see how it feels, see if it actually feels right for you. I feel like sometimes we can get into this routine and we think, okay, well, this is how it goes. Usually it's A, B, and C, and then D, and then the day ends, and then it's done, and the next day I do it again. But I feel like right now is a call to action from your intuitive side, right? This part of you that says, no, how about we just do A today, right? And then tomorrow we can do B and C. But I feel like right now just taking it moment to moment is going to be really important for you to feel balanced. We have the Wheel of Fortune reversed. So I feel like if you surrender to your life right now, right, to what is happening, to your emotions, to the events, and just kind of realize that on some level, you're powerless, that will be a really good liberating force for you, right? I feel like sometimes the need to control can really make our own demise, right? Like it can just rob us of joy and rob us of the presence of being here, aware of this moment-to-moment experience. So just surrendering, I feel like it's going to be really important. And I feel like at the same time, it's going to help you create this channel for your intuition to kind of come in and bring new insight that you wouldn't get otherwise, right? Because when we get controlling and we get kind of like dictatorship over our own life and what's allowed and what's not allowed and how things should be done, I feel like there's no room for your intuitive side to come in and whisper sweet nothings to your ear, right? Like new insights and new ways of being. And I feel like that's really important right now. I have the Tower upright, right? So major changes. I feel like it's important to just remember that as long as you tune into your intuitive side, you're going to get wisdom in regard to these major changes that are happening in your life, right? Allowing yourself to surrender, allowing yourself to work on those things that actually feed your soul, that actually make you feel good, and that you're not just doing because you feel like you have to, right? Give yourself some leeway to enjoy your life, right? I feel like maybe you haven't been enjoying your life in some time now, and that's why the Tower is coming up saying like, hey, we need major change, and you're not doing it, so it's going to happen now. We have the Three of Wands upright and the King of Cups upright. So I'm saying that even through this, you are going to be able to end up in a state of emotional balance, right? We just left Cancer season, which is very much water energy, and now we are in this air energy, right? So I feel like this air and fire energy where it's important to just kind of remember that you're empowered, right? Have the courage, right? We're in Leo season now, like have the courage to be like a lion, right? Face those demons within you. Face your life and allow yourself to kind of view your life from an empowering viewpoint, right? The Three of Wands to me is about looking at how far you've come and looking at where you're going to go, looking at where you're going to plan, what you're going to be doing, what you're going to be creating. And I feel like that's tied into that intuitive work, right? I feel like maybe you've been kind of putting off doing your intuitive work, and this could be tarot and oracle reading yourself or any kind of energy, holistic healing. Anything that feels right for you, right? I feel like you haven't been doing it, and I feel like it's important for you to do that right now. And the card on the back is the King of Pentacles reverse. So I feel like through this change, even through these changes, you're going to be feeling some kind of instability, right? But I feel like your foundations are being shifted and changed because you're building something new, right? Because you are going to start to do more intuitive work, and that's going to help you kind of make a new life for yourself that's based more on a foundation that's actually authentic to you. In the back, I'm seeing the Four of Wands reversed. To me, this card, upright or reversed, is always a happy card. About community, being celebrated, having a good time. You feel like that's what you're headed to as long as you listen to yourself, right? And we are going to thank this deck. Thank you. And now we're going to pull from the Angelarium Oracle of Emanations deck. What does collective need to know today? Right away, I'm getting the message of don't fear change. Do not fear change. Be courageous. Be brave, right? Don't be afraid of changing things up, of doing something different, especially if something's making you unhappy. Be curious about ways to kind of investigate it, right? Investigate whatever's going on in your life, whatever it may be, and ask for help and kind of observe it and study it and see what's worked and what hasn't. So you can get more insight onto how to navigate this. Zouklof, Angel of Verdancy. This to me is about planting those seeds and then watching the fruits of your efforts grow, right? But tending to them. I feel like it's important to tend to these ideas that maybe we've planted or we've thought about or we've set our intentions, but maybe a part of us, a major part of us, isn't actually watering these seeds. And I feel like Zouklof is here to remind you, like, hey, everything grows, right? And even if you don't put attention on it, right, like it's still going to grow, but maybe not as well. I feel like it's important to remember that the more attention and love you give to something, the more fast, the faster it's going to grow, right? So I feel like it's important to just water the seeds of your life, of your efforts, right? Don't give up on yourself. Be courageous. And remember that you yourself are growing, right? If you feel like you're not growing and you're being stagnant and there's so much change, but you don't see the growth from it and you're just kind of feeling like this sense of dread about your life, go outside, right? Maybe you need to connect to your root chakra. Maybe you need to balance that in order to feel safe in your body, in order to feel healthy, right? Go outside, take in that beautiful energy from the earth and observe how life is going on around you, right? I feel like sometimes we can zoom in too closely to our worries or what could go wrong or our doubts, right? That controlling aspect. But right now, I feel like Zouklof is here to tell you, like, hey, take a time out from your mind. Take a time out from yourself right now and allow for your intuition. Give space to yourself so intuition can come in and help you do the changes you need to do, right? Even if it seems small, like do the things that feel right. Do the things that your intuition is telling you to do, even though you already had a plan for the day. On the back, I'm seeing Malkuth, ground, the kingdom. So this to me is about that root chakra, right? About the reality that we're in. And I feel like maybe you haven't been grounded recently. You've been kind of in your own endeavors of emotion or ideas or just kind of in that movement, right? But I feel like you kind of need to get more into the physical plane, kind of get into the flow of this reality, kind of start to see how energy is all connected, right? Go ahead and ground, maybe do a meditation. There's lots of meditations online. Maybe look for some meditations to ground, right? Because I feel like maybe you've been not so much in your body. And that King of Pentacles reverse came up, right? That has to do a lot with body, material wealth, resources. And it came up reversed as the card on the back. So that to me, just showing me like, hey, you need to ground right now. That's why you're not able to do the work that you actually want to do. And that's why things aren't going the right way. And that's why major changes keep happening. It's because you're not grounding, right? Like, I feel like grounding is going to help you navigate right now. So I'm going to thank this deck. Thank you. Now I'm going to pull from the Trust Your Vibes Oracle deck. What does collective need to know right now? Yeah, I keep getting the message like, don't be afraid. All right, don't be afraid. Ooh, a card that fell out is the mentors and role models. So those people that you look up to, maybe it's time to talk to them. Maybe it's time to ask for advice. Maybe it's time to kind of look at how they're living their lives So you can kind of follow their lead, right? Because I kind of feel like maybe you've lost yourself a little bit, and right now is a good time to kind of step back into yourself, into your life, into what you can do, no matter how small. Know that even small changes equal big transformation, right? Like even if you're like, oh, adding 5 minutes of meditating won't help. Adding 5 minutes of just painting won't help. Adding 5 minutes won't do anything. Like, know that you're wrong, okay? Know that that is not true. Even small changes like that activate your intuition. It's usually your intuition telling you to do these things. So listen to that. Stay in your own skin and play. So definitely listen to your intuition. I feel like when you do that, it's going to guide you to more playful things, to more painting, to more singing, to more dancing, to more fun stuff, right? And that's going to allow for this flow of truth to come in. Stay in your own skin, right? Don't get pulled in by the dramas of other people or your mind, right? Like, don't be afraid of what can happen. Kind of just take care of yourself right now. Be generous on the back. I'm seeing that as be generous with yourself, right? Like, be kind to yourself. And I feel like since we just entered Leo season, I'm getting this sensation of be generous with believing in yourself. Maybe you're going through a period where you don't believe in yourself, and that's why you're in so much pain right now, or so much stress, or so much kind of like, I'm not sure what I'm doing. I don't feel stable. Where are my foundations? Be generous with yourself and believe in yourself. Realize that you've come this far. And why'd you come this far then? You know, like, what, you're going to just give up now? Like, don't give up on yourself. That is not the way. So I'm going to thank that deck, and I'm going to thank Yozel for showing up today, and I will see you next time. Bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki, or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take 3 deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale. Hold and exhale. Again, inhale. Hold and exhale. And inhale. Hold and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
When you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and goodbye.